A day after the Senate Armed Services Committee approved his nomination, the full Senate late Wednesday easily confirmed Robert Gates, a former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Senator John Warner of Virginia, the outgoing Republican chairman of the Armed Services Committee, said Gates would provide President Bush with a fresh and honest perspective about Iraq and other pressing concerns.
I'm confident he will indeed be fearless, absolutely fearless, in providing expert advice, professional advice, his own deep, most innermost personal feelings about the complex issues that face our nation and indeed the world.
Lawmakers of both parties praised Gates's candor during confirmation hearings Tuesday when he testified that he did not believe the United States was winning the Iraq War. Although he said he did not believe the United States was losing the war, he warned that the conflict could lead to a regional conflagration if Iraq is not stabilized over the next year or two. Senate confirmation of Gates came on the same day that the Iraq Study Group, a bipartisan group of experts, released a report concluding that President Bush's policy in Iraq is not working and calling for the withdrawal of most U.S. combat troops by early 2008. Democrats welcomed the recommendations and called on Gates and President Bush to implement them. Senator Dick Durbin is an Illinois Democrat.
We'll now have a much-needed change in the Pentagon. I know that members on both sides of the aisle are eager to work with the new secretary to make more changes. But ultimately, it's the president's responsibility.
Members of the Iraq Study Group are to discuss their recommendations at a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing Thursday. Deborah Tafioa News, Capitol Hill.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com